front cover, image, description, book cover. Lunar landscape with a black sky and with the Earth just above the horizon. The words of the title are white and large. Title: The Case for the Moon. A Practical Plan for Establishing Humanity's First Permanent Foothold Beyond Earth. By Doug Plata, MD, MPH, President and Founder of the Space Development Network. Page 3. Title page: The Case for the Moon, Edition 1.0, January 2026. On the left-hand side are 6 QR codes for each way to experience the book. .pdf, moonbook.space, /. PDF, PDF, free to download and distribute. Audiobook, moonbook.space, /. Audio, 2.6 hours, AI voice of entire book. Summaries, moonbook.space, /. Summary. 13 minutes. Each chapter summarized either printed, voice, or video with pictures. Website moonbook.space, /, web. 45 pages. The web version of the book. Text box. If you appreciate any of the above materials, please consider donating. Any donation above $15 will be used towards free distributions, including to SEDS clubs. End text box. Donate moonbook.space, /, donate. Paperback moonbook.space, /, order. $30 each. $120. Box of 5. Free shipping within the US and Canada. Page 4. Famous quotes about the moon. Quote, "If God wanted man to become a spacefaring species, he would have given man a moon." End quote. Kraft Arnold Erica. Quote, "The earth is the cradle of humanity, but one cannot live in the cradle forever." End quote. Konstantin Tsiolkovsky. Quote, "The moon is not simply an object of scientific curiosity. It is the nearest place in space where we can learn to live and work productively away from earth." End quote. Paul Spoutis. Page 5. Foreword. I have written this book at this point in time in the hope that America's space policy decision makers will stop and realize the significance of the moment we are now approaching. For the first time, we are about to have cheap access to space, CATS, in the form of fleets of reusable heavy lift vehicles. The implications of such capability demand that our current plans be fundamentally changed to take advantage of this opportunity while remaining within our current budget. What can be achieved is truly remarkable. This book describes how we can establish humanity's first permanent foothold, technically off-Earth settlement, in the form of an initial permanent crew. It also describes how America can lead the world in both the establishment of a large and growing international lunar base, and gain a significant foreign policy win by coordinating with the other nations for their national astronauts to explore the moon on behalf of their own people. As flight rates go up and costs come down, private individuals can settle down by taking advantage of the technical foundation that the international base established. Consider the inspiration that such achievements would have on upcoming generations and how such approaches will ensure that the values which Americans cherish will be the same values that bases and settlements beyond Earth operate with. That said, the default is to continue current programs and to enter into expensive, decades-long activities, until we come to the realization that it isn't achieving anywhere what we could hope for. We have been doing that since the 1980s. It is my hope that, by reading this book, our space policy decision makers will come to understand the remarkable opportunity before us and to have the vision and courage to choose the innovative plan. Doug Plata, MD, MPH, President and Founder, the Space Development Network. Image description. Portrait of Dr. Plata, smiling at the camera. Page 6. Acronyms and terms used in this book. There's a long list of 40 defined acronyms. Some are in common usage and some are inventions of the author. Of note, AGRX stands for the Artificial Gravity Prescription. GCR stands for Galactic Cosmic Rays. CATS stands for Cheap Access to Space. DV stand for delta velocity or the change in velocity. ILB stands for the International Lunar Base. ILEP stands for the International Lunar Exploration Phase. Instabase refers to an instantly inflated initial base, IES. RU stands for in-situ resource utilization, meaning using local resources. LCROSS is NASA's 2009 mission, which proved the existence of water and organics in a permanently shadowed crater at the lunar south pole. MSV stands for millisieverts, which is a measurement of radiation. PEL stands for the peaks of eternal light. SDN stands for the Space Development Network. SLS stands for NASA's Space Launch System. STARHAB is our concept for a lunar starship horizontalized to become a habitat. Ton, spelled with an E at the end, is the spelling for a metric ton. Page 7 and 8, Table of Contents. Spread over two pages, there are a total of 42, yes, 42 chapters. They are broken into 12 sections as follows. Introduction, transportation, infrastructure, phases of development, habitats, living on the moon, crew health, working on the moon, funding lunar development, space policy, how to get involved, and finally, addendum.